Early last fall, Pastor Donnie, he was the one that prayed first up here, came to me and he said, "Hey, I heard this thing from Mike Tappa, who's a pastor at LifeBridge Church." And when he came to me, he said, "I like what he's saying. It seems right to me." And I said, "Well, that's good, Donnie. I'm glad that you like that about him." And then he didn't let it go. He said, "We need to be a part of this ministry that he was speaking to me about." Okay. So Pastor Donnie begins to explain it to me, and I'm saying, this is pretty good stuff. And I didn't have a deep understanding, but this was pretty good stuff. I'll tell you what, how about we have a meeting with Mike Tappa, and we'll learn more about it. So we do. Mike Tappa, Pastor Donnie, and I, we sit down over at Bayview Restaurant, eat food, and talk about this ministry. And all of a sudden it clicked. This is what it's supposed to be. This is what I really have been hoping for, but really didn't have a clue as to how it could be done. So I share it with the elders, and the elders know something needs to be done. So the elders say, "Well, yeah, that's good. You can also do this. Or we could do this too. Or we can do that." I said, "Hey, I think we got the right thing here. Let's do this thing." And they agreed. So we had this person over this ministry come and talk to us. And what she brought was the most comprehensive program I've seen, the most comprehensive movement I've seen, the most comprehensive way of reaching and helping people that I've seen in this movement. I thought it was going to be about carrying picket signs. There's nothing wrong with carrying picket signs. But as a church, we need to get into the culture with our hands and our feet and speak life to people. Right. So we met Ann. And what she shared with us made us all say, this is the direction we need to go. I only threw hints out there. I didn't throw the whole kit and caboodle out there. I didn't throw the whole program out there. I just gave you bits and pieces to get you just thinking. And me time to process. But I would like for you to encourage and to welcome Ann Tretniak, who's the head of VITA, who's going to speak to us about the ministry that this church is going to be involved in. At the end, we'll talk about wrapping it up when you're through. So, Ann, if you'd come and share with our congregation.
Good morning. Well, ladies, I have to tell you, I received a gift from your church this morning. Being able to sit back there and see all of those lovely dads standing with their heads bowed for a blessing, that was beautiful. I wish you all could have had my viewpoint. We are living in a world where the value of human life has been so greatly diminished that people struggle to recognize their own dignity. Also, the dignity of others and the dignity of the most vulnerable among us, the preborn person. There were 636 mass shootings in America in 2022. And according to the Foundation for Suicide Prevention, there are approximately 130 suicide attempts every day. I'm afraid that mass murders and suicide attempts don't shock us anymore. In its most simple form, physical violence is an attack against the precious, God-given gift of human dignity. I wonder, has violence in the womb through abortion spilled out into our homes, our workplaces, our schools, and even onto our streets? Is the inability to see human dignity causing a sickness in souls that is showing itself as depression and loneliness and maybe even despair? Well, I believe it is a love for and a deep abiding respect of the gift of life that is the antidote to the poison that is making this world a dangerous place to live. When we fully embrace the gift of our life and our dignity with our words and our actions, we invite Jesus Christ himself to administer a healing balm to suffering souls. Vita has been serving families in the Fox Valley and beyond, if you can believe it, for 40 years now. And we have yet to encounter a woman for whom an abortion decision is no big deal. An unexpected pregnancy is difficult because when you're pregnant, a woman is called to serve another human being with her whole mind, body, and soul. The mind is implicated because caring to term requires an exercise of our free will as a woman to radically love another human being. Our body, of course, comes into play as the first home of our preborn child. And our soul, of course, because there are two potential choices or decisions that a woman can make, and only one pleases God. At Vita, our mission is to provide medical, mentoring, material, and soon maternity housing support to really empower individuals to make life-affirming decisions in very difficult situations. Our recently revised vision statement reads as follows: our community will embrace a life-affirming culture that promotes and defends the God-given value of every human person. That's the target we're aiming for. We want every individual who comes to us to know that our care and compassion for them is genuine, and to feel the love of God through their encounter with us. We want our words and our actions to affirm their value and the value of their children. And we really want to help them grow in their understanding that their value is inherent. And sin cannot touch inherent value. Because if that were the case, we would be irredeemable and unforgivable. And that's not true. We are so very proud to partner with over 60 Christian churches in the Fox Valley and beyond who share our vision and claim our ministry and mission as their own. And I am thrilled to be with you all today so that you can claim us. We very much want to be claimed by you. Pregnancy resource centers like Vita are not political organizations, and the work we do is not controversial. And quite often people mistake us for being involved in politics. The controversy is, of course, about abortion. The sentiment that really rises above the controversy, and I hope I can clearly articulate this to you, the sentiment that rises above the controversy is compassion for women facing an unexpected pregnancy. And I believe that both sides of this controversy share a desire to see women flourish. I really do. But perhaps we have forgotten what it means to be compassionate. So I want to challenge you today to deeply ponder, do you want to love and support a woman who plans to have an abortion? At Vita, we work hard to discern how a woman may be thinking and feeling about her unexpected pregnancy when she comes to us for help. We call that range of thinking determined thinking, vulnerable thinking, and carry to term thinking. And I think that historically in pregnancy resource centers, we have served women whose thinking was vulnerable. And those women were and are so easy to love on because they found us and they wanted to come to us and they were open to options counseling. And it was so easy to pour love into them and affirm their value and the value of their unborn child. A woman with determined thinking has made up her mind to abort. And many centers like Vita have started to directly market to women with determined thinking. Now, we do not affirm their decision to abort, but we do want them to have an ultrasound and medically accurate information about the possible complications especially complications of a chemical abortion, before they begin that process at home, where they may be alone and unsupported. And yes, chemical abortion is still happening in the state of Wisconsin, despite the fact that it is no longer legal here. For those of you who don't know, a chemical or medication abortion is a two-step process for a woman who wants to end her pregnancy. The first step is taking a drug called mifepristone, and that drug is supposed to block the progesterone in her body, and that progesterone is there to nurture her growing baby. The second drug that she takes is called misoprostol, and it's taken 24 to 48 hours after that first drug, and that drug causes her uterus to contract and to expel that baby. There are probably close to 70 places in the state of on the internet that a woman in the state of Wisconsin can go to purchase those chemical abortion drugs and have them mailed right to her home. We desperately need to get the word out to women about abortion pill reversal, because that may be an option for them if they have started a chemical abortion at home and they change their mind. And we can provide that service at VITA free of charge. We can help them. If they are determined to have an abortion, we still want to love them. We still want them to come into our clinic. Our free pregnancy test and ultrasound will do four things for them. First, it's going to verify that they're pregnant. Some women take chemical abortion drugs and they're not even pregnant. Can you imagine living with that guilt, thinking that you took the life of your child when you weren't even pregnant? Second, we want to make sure through that ultrasound that baby is still alive. 20 to 25% of pregnancies end in a miscarriage. So she may be pregnant, but baby may have already passed. Third, the ultrasound will show us where that pregnancy is. If the pregnancy is an ectopic pregnancy, it is not safe for a woman to have a chemical abortion, and she needs a different type of medical intervention. And finally, the ultrasound is going to tell us how far along she is. We don't want her to have a chemical abortion after 10 weeks because it's not safe for her. So we also want them to know, again, if their thinking is determined, and we always remain hopeful, right? We always remain hopeful because God does incredible things. But if her thinking is determined, we want her to know that on the other side of that decision, if she needs help, we can help her. Simply put, we are as committed to loving and serving a woman with determined thinking as we are a woman who is vulnerable or who plans to carry to term. We're going to love them all. Loving a woman with abortion determined thinking may be a challenge for some people in the pro-life movement, but without this unconditional love, we will not be able to affirm the God-given value and inherent dignity of the woman in front of us. It's also entirely possible that they are experiencing trauma with the news of their unexpected pregnancy, and they're acting in a way that they wouldn't normally act and making decisions out of fear and panic. And this is one of the many reasons that a woman may deeply regret her abortion decision, and why it's so important, and why we feel compelled to love her unconditionally on both sides of her decision. Now, true compassion for a woman experiencing an unexpected pregnancy has to extend beyond that woman in front of us, to her child. And I want to challenge you today to also deeply ponder, do you want to love well all the babies who could potentially be in harm's way? There are very few individuals who support late-term abortion for very obvious reasons. That baby is so easy to love, right? That baby is close to crossing that finish line. That baby is as easy to love as a woman with carry to term or vulnerable thinking, right? So why is it so difficult for us to love the newly conceived child? You will no doubt encounter many people who are working on this dilemma right now. It's a tough one. and people on the left side of politics have even conceded that a baby newly conceived is both human and alive from the point of conception, but they argue that that child doesn't yet have any rights. They're not a rights-bearing person. And that's so difficult to understand on so many different levels, because much like our equal love and respect for the dignity of all mothers, whether their thinking is determined or carried to term, we should love and respect the dignity of all preborn persons, because their humanity and their dignity are whole and complete from the very beginning, just like ours was. So I hope you can see the importance of true compassion for a mother and her baby by recognizing the value of their life and their inherent dignity. But the literal meaning of the word compassion is to suffer together. And there is really good work being done right now in our centers. All of our services at VITA are free and confidential. We suffer alongside of the women and men we serve, making sure that our programs maximize impact and that our patients' and our clients' needs are met. And I want to take just one moment to share just a little personal story, because I got my boy sitting over there, my son Andrew. A little over 10 years ago, my husband and I felt called by the Holy Spirit. We were called to go to Ukraine in the middle of the winter, which maybe should have made us doubt the Holy Spirit, but yes, that's where we were called. We were called there to adopt an 11-year-old girl and a 13-year-old boy from an orphanage in Kyiv, Ukraine. And we added them to our pack of five biological children, bringing the number of our kids to seven. And our lives have been crazy and busy ever since. But we feel beyond blessed by the family that God gifted us. And Andrew, you told me I could share this. My son Andrew has shared many, many stories with me. And I'm not going to share those with you today. Those are his to share. But what I do want to tell you is that some of the stories my son shared with me literally, literally brought me to my knees. Brought me to my knees to beg the Lord to heal his wounds. Sorry, I'll try not to get emotional here. What if their biological parents had the support of an organization like VITA? I would never, ever, ever wish away the gift of my adopted children. They're 100% mine, and that's what God intended. But I do wish they had been spared the heartache of an unhealthy family who was unsupported and abandonment. Loving Christian communities can and must suffer alongside of families in need. We can and we must. And that is the work of pregnancy resource centers. And I'm here to tell you today, it's the work of the church. And if you'd be kind enough, whoever's in that magic place where the pictures show up here, to put up the video without sound, please. Here's the work that we have to do together. And what you'll see behind me are pictures from our center and many of the incredible staff members who work at VITA, and also some of our 100 volunteers who are there making our services possible. Oops, that's the wrong video, the other one. If you could grab that other one, you'll see there. Well, let's see here. Yep, this is it. So this is just a tour through our center. So this is the work that we need to do together, VITA and your church. We need to empower women and men. We do not save babies. Courageous mothers and fathers make difficult decisions. They accept the support they need. They overcome obstacles to achieve their self-determined goals. We just have the privilege of walking alongside of them. We really empower women because we don't tell them what they can't do or how their future personal and professional dreams will be shattered if they choose to carry to term. The reality is that women do difficult things every day. We also need to support them. A new study just came out recently that said that 24% of women who had an abortion felt coerced. That's not okay. 67% of women described their abortion as inconsistent with their values. And 60% said they would have preferred to have given birth if they had received more emotional or financial support. No woman should feel that she has to have an abortion because she can't afford housing, food, or childcare. We can help. If a woman is experiencing distress over the loss of a child through abortion, miscarriage, or stillbirth, we need to support them. And we can do that at VIDA, and you can help us do that with our one-on-one mentoring, our support groups like our Forgiven and Set Free program for post-abortive women that will be starting in the fall, a nurse education and advocacy program for parents who are facing life-limiting or life-threatening prenatal diagnosis. We need to walk with those moms and dads, and we can. We can educate with ongoing services like our one-on-one mentoring and early childhood education. That really provides us with an opportunity to explore the sound thinking required to make life-affirming decisions, not just now, but in the future as well. And all of that education happens in our medical rooms, exam rooms, in our mentoring, parent education through our community play dates, which churches can host, and even while shopping in our boutique. The truth about the human person and the human person's dignity is what we teach in all we do and say. VIDA mentors are the heart of our support services programming. Mentors help parents to construct an educational program to meet their needs and their goals. And we talk about so many important things related to pregnancy and childbirth and parenting. So if you feel that you might be called to be a mentor, we'd love to have you as part of our team. And finally, we reward moms and dads for their hard work in our programming. When they come in and they participate in mentoring and support groups, they're given credit so that they can shop in our boutique. And we have so many wonderful items in our boutique. Cribs, high chairs, strollers, food, books, games, toys, maternity clothing, you name it, we have it. And when parents work really hard at their programming, they can bring $1,500 to $2,500 worth of free product into their home every year. They essentially give themselves a raise by working hard to be a good mom or dad. That's pretty incredible. And our churches do that because you will run drives and do things to help us fill that boutique with everything those moms and dads need. And finally, we provide free and high-quality medical services. We have only licensed healthcare professionals in our clinic, and we love and serve anyone who comes to us for help. We provide well woman care, including pap, pelvic, and breast exams, free STD testing and treatment for men and women, pregnancy testing, and limited obstetric ultrasounds. Our nurses are also in public and private schools, teaching sexual integrity programs, lactation consultation, and one-on-one labor and delivery to our pregnant patients in our center. And new this fall, we will be providing transitional maternity housing, which is pretty incredible. And we're going to be inviting women in particular to take a deep dive into what it means to be human. What if the impact of our programming, our life-affirming language, could be maximized by having women live in transitional residential housing? What if we could show them what a healthy family looks like, how it functions, and what it feels like when you are a beloved member? I want to play for you just a short little video this morning about a maternity home that our friends in Nebraska run called Bethlehem House, and I think it will show you the importance of our new maternity housing program.
Two years ago, my husband died from cancer. I was in drug treatment, and I got pregnant while I was there. My relationship with my family, my biological family, fell apart. I don't have a very good, healthy view of a family, or even role models for that matter.
I've struggled with drugs most of my life. I had no direction. I had no idea how to even find my way in the world. All I knew was the fast life. I come from the most dysfunctional family, chaotic mess of a life that you could possibly think of. I was actually in denial of even being pregnant for months.
And I found out I was pregnant. I thought maybe things will get better because, like, the red flags were all there, the controlling, jealousy, everything. One day when I came home, he like picked me up, threw me in the back seat of his car, and was just constantly hitting me. Even he kept telling me, "You and that baby are not gonna make it past today." So if this woman hadn't stopped, I probably would have been dead. I just lost my life. Like, it was just, it was a mess.
Because of all my suicidal attempts, I thought I would be dead by now. Like, I didn't think there was happiness. I didn't think there was joy. I couldn't keep a job. I could not do my finances. I could not keep a budget. I was a kid about to have a kid, unless I grew up.
We meet women that are pregnant and in crisis, meet them where they are. We listen to them, we cry with them, we give hope to them. Since we've opened our doors in 2005, we've had over 500 moms that have had babies, have graduated our program.
These women are not only dealing with addiction, they're dealing with sexual abuse, undiagnosed mental health issues, never maintaining employment. They come from families that have been severely broken. From the minute they move in here, we promise them that we are going to walk alongside them, that it's not always going to be easy, but we are going to be there. For the first time in their life, they experience what true love is here.
When they realize that they are in a safe place, and when they realize that this is a place of empowerment and love and support, it lights a fire inside them like I've never seen before. And once they have a few successes under their belt, there's no stopping them.
There are so many women who have made major strides to be better. They're gonna break that cycle in their family. They're going to teach their children where they came from and that they were born in this house of love, in this house of support, in this house of trust and kindness.
I was always the type to run straight back to drugs and really not care if I lived or died. They never turned their back on me. The endless amount of support, prayers, the consistency of we're not going nowhere, that was the kind of love that I've never had before.
Everything just slowly started falling in place. And some days I still doubt myself. I'm like, I don't know how I'm gonna do it, but I've never in my life had a support system this big.
They come through the doors afraid, not trusting, filled with hopelessness. I see them change into the person that I believe that God intended them to be. They're excited about life. They have a plan. They've, you know, really worked hard to figure out what their passions are and how to be the best mother that they once thought that they could never be. We are in this forever for our ladies that choose life and that want to change the trajectory of their life. This house is built on love, and there's hard work that goes on a daily basis, and we're just beginning.
So we are super excited because we're just beginning too. And if you can believe it, this is not good for an executive director of a nonprofit organization to stand up and admit this, but we did not plan for this. It wasn't in the budget or the plan for 2023. But we remain open to the promptings of the Holy Spirit, and we feel called to come to Green Bay. And so I was on a real estate website looking for properties to lease in Green Bay, and I came across an auction site. And on this auction site was a property that we had looked at 2 years ago. And the property was perfect. It was a former senior assisted living facility. Turns out seniors and mamas with babies both have some of the same needs. And when we had looked at it 2 years ago, we were just finishing a capital campaign and renovations at our center in Appleton, and it just wasn't the right time. So when I saw it on the auction site, I thought, oh my goodness, God put it on hold for 2 years. That's amazing. And there was a moment I thought to myself, well, if I don't tell my board, then all this work won't come crashing down on top of me. That lasted for only a moment. I picked up the phone. I called our board president and said, oh my goodness, that property that we looked at and loved and thought was perfect for maternity housing is going up for auction. So this is the beginning of February. The auction was supposed to happen at the end of February. So we had a very short period of time to discern whether or not this was meant to be. So I reached out to the seller's broker on behalf of our board and said, would the sellers entertain an offer outside of the auction? Seller's broker said they would. And I said, okay, I have a whopping $350,000 to offer you for two 5,000 square foot buildings to be used as maternity housing, thinking I'm going to get turned down right away. Well, it turns out the seller was a national organization. They had sat on the property for 2 years and they just didn't care anymore. They wanted to dump it. So the broker called me back and said, yep, they'll do a deal with you, but here's the thing. There's a non-negotiable auction fee. Do you want me to add it to your $350,000 offer, or do you want me to subtract it from it? Well, I said to him, I'm only authorized for $350,000, so I don't know what that number is going to be, but you're going to have to subtract it. So he worked up the offer to purchase agreement, figured out what our actual purchase offer would be after you took out the non-negotiable auction fee, and sent me the paperwork back to sign. And mind you, we had been praying. And we asked all friends of Vita to pray just that God would give us a sign that this was the right property and the right time for us to expand our ministry to include maternity housing. We said, God, just make it clear. Make it clear. And you're not going to believe this. I got the paperwork to sign, and our offer price ended up being, through no doing on our own, $333,000. Oh, wait for it. It gets better. $333. Yes. And 33 cents. I am not kidding you. God affirmed it down to the very penny. It was amazing. I looked at the number and I thought, oh God, you are funny. You are so funny and so good. Clearly, God affirmed it and wants us to not only expand our ministry, but to really love on our mamas and our babies in this new residential setting. So in closing today, I just want to share that for a woman facing an unexpected pregnancy, I hope you heard in my words today that their angst is real and the challenges that they're facing may seem insurmountable to them. And unfortunately, there's nothing we can do. We can't legislate those difficulties away. We simply have to just meet them where they are on their journey, just right there. We got to wrap them with love, and we have to empower them with information about how uniquely equipped and beautifully made they are to heroically parent or choose parents for their unborn child. And we know that if that unexpectedly pregnant woman feels respected and loved and supported, we're going to help her to naturally feel that capacity to love and cherish that child that's known most intimately to her in her womb. And so that brings me back to where I started. Failure to protect and respect human dignity isn't just a problem for the person who's being attacked or doing the attacking. It's a problem for us all. Violence in the womb impacts a community and not just a family because it changes how we look at ourselves and how we look at others. So we have to start to think long and hard about how we can move from feeling compassion for a woman who experiences an unexpected pregnancy to showing her compassion and compassion to her preborn child. Remember, is it more compassionate to give a woman a hand up and out of darkness or to tell her that she's not strong enough to raise her child? Is it more compassionate to tell a woman that her child is so utterly lacking value that she can take drugs and flush the remains of that child or throw the remains in a garbage can? This is the mission of the church, to love well and serve these families. And abortion choice continues to be at the heart of the controversy, but we are called to run towards women and men facing unexpected pregnancies, or we risk leaving those women pregnant, alone, and unsupported in their hour of greatest need. So on behalf of all of us at VITA, I want to welcome you to the team. I need you to roll up your sleeves because we got a lot of work to do. God bless.